Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Do single people pay a premium to afford the same lifestyle as couples? Well, on International Singles Day, we sent our reporter Henry McKean out and about a little earlier to ask Dubliners about the cost of being single.
It's great. I think people are kind of moving away from dating apps and trying to meet in person. So that's what I'm trying to do at the moment.
The cost of being single, you know, it's quite pricey having, you know, renting a place on your own or your own mortgage and even going to a wedding on your own.
It is. I suppose you can split the bill if you are in a relationship. But like if you're in a relationship that you're not happy in, then you're taking a lot of costs on. So I think it's better to be single and to then find someone you're really, really happy with. So that's kind of where I'm at. But yeah, but I do enjoy being single.
You like being independent?
I love to be independent.
And you're not looking for a partner right now?
Not too actively, but I'm open-minded. You never know who's going to come along.
I'm Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking. Constantly people are saying to me, I'm single, and I'm quite happy and content being single, but I would rather share my experiences with other people. And then there's another cohort of people who are single who will say, well, I've decided now that I'm not really totally comfortable getting back into the dating scene because I was so badly burnt online, so I'd rather either maybe think about going to talk therapy first of all and then joining Intro. That's what I'm getting a lot of.
Yeah, what is the cost of being single? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I'm not married, and the thing that bothers me the most, actually, about if you are single, the thing that most annoyed me is trying to pull together to compile that 10% deposit for the house on your own, because everybody else who's doing it and buying a house with somebody, they can, you know, it is definitely not easy, no matter how many people. You probably need four people in the relationship to try to get the deposit together. But I can tell you, trying to pull that 10% together on your Todd is really bloody difficult, and then face each of the bills that come in at the end of the month. Journalist Andrea Smith is with me on the line today. Does it cost single people more to just live, Andrea?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because like what you said there about the deposit, but even things like, you know, things that cost the same for every household, you know, heat, electricity, broadband, all of that. You know, we all have to just pay that out of our one income, and that's the problem. But what kind of annoys me the most is that I think our society just prioritises marriage and children. Like singletons, we're second-class citizens when it comes to the budget, you know. There's no measures in place to support us the way there are for families. And I kind of think that when you're single, the chances are that you've consistently and steadily contributed to the economy. You know, you haven't taken time off, you know, for other things. You've kind of worked all the way through it. And there's nothing to kind of subsidise you or to help you if you get into trouble financially, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's no widow's pension. You can get the old age one, all right, but
that one drives me mad. And I don't mean this for anybody who has children, but I have a friend who earned twice as much as I did, right? And her husband earned really well as well. And they got married. They had a lovely life. And then sadly, her husband passed away and she automatically got a widow's pension. And I couldn't understand it because there wasn't, you know, she was earning twice as much as I was. And the only difference between herself and myself, I was struggling at the time to pay my mortgage. And the only difference was that I didn't have a ring on my finger once, you know?
Yeah.
And I just kind of think, like, it's different if you have children, obviously, that have to be supported. But definitely, it's not that I think that people who are widowed need to be penalised at all, but I just think that there isn't a fair play or a level.
But you are penalised if you weren't married at some point.
Yeah.
Even if it was
exactly
purely the purposes for financial reasons or tax credit.
Don't why we don't all marry our friends.
Don't let love stand in the way, Andrea, of clearing the debt bill. But you're right. Like, there's no assistance if you lose your job today or tomorrow, in being able to draw down the old age pension early if you're own. But, and like, obviously, look, I'm not to take away from anybody who receives the widow's pension, but it is something that antagonises people.
It's just like, there's 120,000 women over 50 who are single, and that's according to the last census, you know. And I'm in my 50s, and women aged between 50 and 59, there was 18.3% of us were single. So that meant that, you know, a fifth of us were single. And when you added in separated, divorced people, it came to 35%, which is a third of people. So you kind of wonder, why is there such a priority? Because these days things have changed. Do you know what I mean? We're fabulous, we're independent, we're living our best lives now as single people, which wasn't always the case, because definitely society favoured, you know, you coupling up, having children, all that kind of thing, you know. But that has all changed now. But I don't think we've caught up in terms of financially, for a start, but even socially, you know, things are definitely geared towards couples. And I still hear from people, you know, about people having dinner parties and only inviting friends who are couples, which amazes me that that's still happening.
Still happening. Well, what about Paul in Cork has got in touch to tell us that he works in a hotel and he too is single. And he says actually a lot of the hotels put a 10 to 15% premium on single people staying in a room.
Oh my God.
You know, well, I suppose they look at it that the room's gone, whether there's one or two or three or four people in the room. But the idea that you then put the premium, maybe because there's not two people buying food and drink, I don't know, was that the reason? Claire Clarkson is with us as well, Andrea. Claire is the founder of Irish beauty brand beautybyced.com. Does it cost more to be single, Claire?
Absolutely it does. Oh my God, it does. Yes, I am a mum to two adult girls. I just got through the other side of third level education with them. And my God, it was expensive. And to do it alone is savage expensive. And like that, there is no support when they're above the age of 18, like child benefit, all that goes. And when you're earning over a certain amount, there's just nothing. And you just do it alone.
So has there been any, have you found any assistance over the years? Because there, but it's different when you know, if you are single yourself, there's still two other bodies in the house with the kids.
Well, there was, exactly. But they were, once they were over 18 and in third level education and I was working full time and running a business, there was no support. I just had to fend and sort it out and get them through it. That was it.
Yeah. What about the monthly bills? Because that's the thing that, you know, that I know a lot of people find trickiest. It's when that, you know, and some people will say, well, sure, if there's only one body in the house, maybe there must be less heat being used, perhaps in not all of the rooms. But you're like, you're not going turning heaters off.
Well, this is it. If you have a two-bedroom house or a three-bedroom house, you have a two-bedroom house or a three-bedroom house. It doesn't matter if there's one person in there or two people or three people. The cost of heating is probably going to be pretty much the same.
Light?
And actually,
Wi-Fi?
Exactly. They just cost. There is no per-person charge on those. And when I was married, because I'm a divorcee, my bed was much warmer, not because anything was happening, but because there was an actual human body immersed in heat. It got cold. I had to invest in hot water bottles and blankets and all sorts afterwards. So it is definitely more expensive to be single, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, it's also things too, like, you know, home insurance, Andrea. The insurance is the same regardless of how many are on that policy.
Well, this is it. Yeah, it's exactly the same amount of money no matter what you're spending. Like putting on the oven for dinner. Like, it goes, whether it's one person or five people.
Yeah. Well, Andrea, you've been writing about this and I know on many occasions it's something you've talked about. But you might just give listeners a little bit of an insight into some of those extra costs that are faced.
Okay, so you've all your household bills, as you've said. Going on holiday, that's it. What you mentioned there with the hotel, like a single supplement when you go on holidays is just savage. You know, it's just really bad. And actually, sometimes we're freer to go on holidays, you know, but the cost is so prohibitive that there's no point, you know, when you go away, like it's because you're just literally paying for, as you said, you know, the extra body in the bed. Now, actually, I have a recommendation for Claire there. See, I have seven dogs, so they keep you warm in the bed when there's no man to keep you warm. But that helps with the heating bill. All those things are all the same, aren't they? You know,
yeah.
They're not really. I mean, I know, obviously, if you're putting on a shower for two or three people, yeah, there's definitely an extra cost there. But just overall, it doesn't balance out. But things like, you know, there's the working family payment. That was called for families, you know, who are below a certain threshold. But there's just nothing, I think. Like, single people are always going to earn less than two people. And they can do things like transfer tax bans at various points of their lives. You know what I mean? Because some of my friends were able to reduce their tax bills by transferring tax bans. There's not a single thing, not one measure in place for us at all, you know, that will help, you know. And I do think that we put a lot into the economy because, you know, we're working consistently. We're probably, because we're single and fabulous, we're obviously socialising a bit more, you know what I mean? We're going out and we're...
You're probably contributing more to the exchequer in socialising. We should say as well, Andrea, nobody has an issue with widowers or with anybody getting the widow's pension. Just, the point being made, though, that you were making earlier, it's in relation to the fact that if you're a single person who subsequently goes on to lose your job, you don't get access to that old age pension.
That happened to me, Andrea. You know, I lost my job and nearly lost my house. I was in court twice for that, you know. I saved my house in the end, but there wasn't a single measure in place that was able to help me during that time, you know, absolutely nothing. And I just kind of think it's unfair. And yeah, what you said about the widows, it is, I'm purely talking about where all cases are equal, where the only difference between the people is that one got married and the other didn't, you know. So I'm not talking about children or any of that kind of thing. But I just think, you know, why is it, like, we should be supporting everybody. Surely we're all equally valuable in society, you know. We're all paying the same tax, and surely we should be all treated the same, and that we should be protected. Because if you're single and you get sick and you're out of work, there isn't another partner in
who's
the house,
paying
another
the mortgage?
Income coming in, you know, to help.
Or the rent.
And I've seen that happen with friends, you know, where somebody's had to take time out, unfortunately, and the other person, you know, at least there was an income coming in. But, you know, we don't have that. I'm just really grateful I've never had to do it. Like, I've been, touch wood, well, up to now, because I don't know what I would do if I got sick.
Just an interesting text from a listener. Just in regards to the cost of being single, it might not be relevant to the discussion today, but I am a teacher. I'm 41. I'm single. I don't have children, and I've been teaching for 20 years. And every 2 weeks, €47.65 is taken out of my payslip for the spouse and children pension. It's a little frustrating that one can't opt out of this if the circumstance doesn't pertain to you. What's the benefit, Claire? I mean, listeners wondering, it can't all be negative. There's plenty of benefits to being single. You can hear me, Claire, you can.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You can indeed. Go on ahead.
Perfect. So you have complete peace of mind to do what you want when you want. Yes, going on holidays is more expensive, but you don't have to wait for somebody else to organise time off. Going out for nights with girls, like you were saying, socialising, we do quite a bit of it, and we're free to come and go as we please. There's a lot of comfort in that. I mean, I was in a relationship that wasn't particularly lovely. It was really a tough situation towards the end. And the peace that I feel and live today is just unmatched. And I actually enjoy dating. Like, I enjoy going out meeting people. I enjoy being wined and dined. But I don't actually want to live with somebody. You know, I don't want to become their cleaner. I don't want to become their cook. I want the best of people. And I want to kind of add to their lives and them add to mine. But I don't want to be the person who minds them. And ultimately, we end up minding them. And I don't want that.
Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Claire Clarkson, Andrea Smith, thanks a million to you both.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.